Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? How precious that we are so blessed. There are a lot of blessings and it is too much for us to enjoy. But the most precious that the Lord became our blessing, not the worldly things. It is the Lord Himself. He is our blessing. He abides in our hearts to be united with us forever. He is our bread of life. He is our fountain of living water. Once we have the Lord, no longer we are thirsty and hunger spiritually. He satisfies our hearts. The Bible mentions in Him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The joy and radiance of our life are welling up from our hearts. Hence, we have to shout for joy. We shall enter into these truths by faith. We need to know how to enjoy, and we shall enjoy the Lord is our blessings. Shall we sing a hymn? It's in Hymnal 2, Psalm 136. Jesus is my portion. We will sing the whole song. Remember, the Lord is our object, so we shall focus on the Lord when we sing, for we are singing to Him, and we shall enjoy the content in the hymn, to accept and understand the truth. So you shall sing with a smiling face, for all these contents are the facts. He is able to make us from glory to glory. Our life is getting more brilliant. When you sing along, if you want a response to the Lord, then you can stop and talk to Him. Or you can sing the whole song and respond to Him afterwards. Let us sing this hymn together. Jesus gives me living water. He is my drill and my joy. He is the bread of life that fills my hunger. Jesus is my rock, my fortress, my refuge and my shield. He is my inner strength, my ready helper. Is my life transforms me from glory to glory. Is my glorious boastful hope of this last age. Jesus is the bright morning star, the hanner in the yard. I am His, He is mine, I love Him ever. Jesus is my mediator, who pleads and intercedes. Is my high priest who can sympathize and bless. Jesus is my king who subdues my heart's adversaries. He is the king of kings, his foes will perish. All will be put under Him, all knees will bow to Him, the universe will be filled with His victory. Jesus is the bright morning star, the hanner in the yard. I am His, He is mine, I love Him ever. My heart is so joyous when singing this hymn, for the content talks about the Lord is like this and that, but He belongs to me. He is mine. For example, the second stanzas mention the Lord is my mediator, my king, and my high priest forever. All are belong to me. It's so precious. The entire Lord is belongs to me and you. We can take the Lord to be our own. I belong to Him, and He belongs to me. We are in love with the Lord forever. Brothers and sisters, this is the greatest blessing in the whole universe. He is my priest forever. All the blessings are belongs to me. The entire Lord is belong to me. I can take the Lord to be my own. Well, we are so happy and blessed. What is more treasurable than the Lord? Our hearts are satisfied and be glad through Him. Shall we sing this hymn again? Let us worship the Lord after singing the hymn. It is your turn after I finish. The Lord really wants to hear your voice.
Jesus gives me living water. He is my drill and my joy. He is the bread of life that fills my hunger. Jesus is my rock, my fortress, my refuge and my shield. He is my inner strength, my ready helper. His my life transforms me from glory to glory. Is my glorious, boastful hope of this last age. Jesus is the bright morning star, the hanner in the yard. I am his, he is mine, I love him ever. Jesus is my mediator, who pleads and intercedes. Is my high priest who can sympathize and bless. Jesus is my king who subdues my heart's adversaries. He is the king of kings, his foes will perish. All will be put under him. All knees will bow to him. The universe will be filled with his victory. Jesus is the bright morning star, the hanner in the yard. I am his, he is mine, I love him ever.
O Lord, how precious! You have united with us forever. You yourself become our portions forevermore. It is better than all things. We are the most satisfied to have you in our hearts, for you became the bread of life and the fountain of living water, that swelling up to eternal life and become the blessings and help for many. O Lord, you are our rock and our trust. How precious! You are also our king. You fight in a battle and overcome the enemy for us. You will give us strength to overcome with you. Lord, it's so precious. The entire you all belong to us. We can take you to be our own, and we also belong to you forever. Lord, help us to enjoy the blessings before you every day. May you help us. Brothers and sisters, I have finished with my prayer, and now it is your turn. You can worship the Lord after your prayer. He really wants to hear your voice. Let's have some time to draw near him. You can stop the recording and then come back to join us with the Bible reading. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in Exodus chapter 28, verse 1 to 4, verse 9 to 10, verse 15 to 16, and verse 21. Shall we read these verses first? Then bring near to me Aaron your brother and his sons with him, from among the people of Israel, to serve me as priest. Aaron and Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And you shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother, for glory and for beauty. You shall speak to all the skillful, whom I have filled with a spirit of skill, that they make Aaron's garments to consecrate him for my priesthood. These are the garments that they shall make: a breastpiece, an ephod, a robe, a coat of checker work, a turban, and a sash. They shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother and his sons to serve me as priests. Verse 9. You shall take 2 onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, 6 of their names on the one stone, and the names of the remaining 6 on the other stone, in the order of their birth. Verse 15. You shall make a breastpiece of judgment in skilled work, in the style of the ephah. You shall make it of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet yarns, and fine twined linen shall you make it. It shall be square and doubled, a span its length, and a span its breadth. Verse 21. There shall be 12 stones with their names according to the names of the sons of Israel. They shall be like signets, each engraved with his name, for the 12 tribes. Here in chapter 28 mention, what's the costume of the priest like? It divided into 2 parts. They were in the costume for the high priest and the priest. The aim was to set them apart, that they were the ones who served God. They were especially to God. In verse 3 mention that they make Aaron's garment to consecrate him for my priesthood. I have said earlier on, God wants us to set apart from the world. The meaning of sanctification is we love God wholeheartedly and offer our hearts to God alone, not to walk on the path of the world. We shall set apart from the world, the non-believers of the Lord, the behavior which is not according to God's will. God make the holy garments for the high priest and the priests. The way they were made was quite complicated. Hence, as soon as the Israelites should recognize them as the priests, as soon as they saw them, for they were holy to his God and served God. And what about us? But we believe the Lord. We're not specially dressed that others will know that we're Christians. In fact, the holy garments was referred to our good works, the behavior which we love God, the holy deeds, the things we do, for we are sanctified to God. Then people will see that we belong to God. Hence, the garment declared how we live by putting our trust in him, to walk on the life of faith and godliness. And I really like verse 2. It has shown the aim of making the holy garments is for glory and beauty. God wants to manifest the glory and beauty of the priests who served him. We will know when we read along. You will realize these garments were really fabulous. There were the gold yarns and the precious stones. You have to wear them layer by layer. The colors were gorgeous. In fact, there were many spiritual meanings in it. We may not understand it all, but our designer in heaven knew it so well. These verses have reminded and encouraged me that it is so treasurable God has need of us. He reminds me, if we love him wholeheartedly and to God we serve, are not shabby. It's very honorable. We may not understand on earth, but our designer will manifest our glories on the coming days. He will reward us. He will praise us. We may forget what we have done for him, but God will not forget. Every thread of gold, blue, and scarlet yarns, how they twine together into the beautiful pattern. This designer knows it all. He will tell us one day that how he planned and designed our path of life. When the priests served, they had to wear the holy garments, just like an uniform. Let's think, if these uniforms were so beautiful, what sort of work they were doing? It must be the glorious work. The work itself was more important than the uniform. That's right, the most glorious task is to serve God and draw near him, to worship God and bring people to come to God. It is the most glorious task. Hence, how beautiful is the priest's costume. Brothers and sisters, a full-time job are the priest. Do you remember what Peter has said? in the first letter from Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. That meant we are the priests who are chosen to serve God, and we are the kings, the honorable priests. We will reign in the future, so we shall treasure ourselves very much. Or you may be a clerk, or you are only a housewife. But do you know, you have a glorious full-time job. You are the royal priesthood, the one who draw near God, and you can bring people to know God. What you and I are doing are the most valuable and make the heart of God most satisfied. We shall get the job done. I'm just joking. But we shall enjoy fully the honor and glory of being the priest. We shall enjoy fully the happiness of being the priest who can be with God face to face every day. Hence, in chapter 28 mention how fabulous, glorious, and treasurable of the holy garments of the priest. There are many meaningful things in it. It just we cannot understand it all yet. So you know how glorious we are on earth. So remember, do not look down on yourself. As we can see, there were 7 items of high priest's garment. There were the breastpiece, an ephod, a robe, a coat of cheddar work, a turban, and a sash. There were 7 items, including the pants. I believe every item was meaningful. The way of putting it on, the sequence of putting it on, have meaning behind. I wouldn't understand it all, but I was impressed most was the breastpiece and the ephod. And these 2 items were very special. Besides, the precious stones and the names were engraved on the precious stones. Let me talk about the ephod first. An ephod looked like a vest. There was a shoulder strap on both sides. There were 2 precious stones on the shoulder straps, and it was the onyx stone, 1 on each side. There were 6 names of the son of Israel were engraved on each stone. As you all know, Israel, who was Jacob, and he had 12 sons. God said to Moses to engrave 6 of their names on the onyx stone on the left, and the other 6 names engraved on the onyx stone on the right. The 2 onyx stones, the name engraved, were enclosed on the shoulder strap on an ephod. It was quite spectacular. There were the names of the 12 tribes on the shoulders. I can say the high priest was shouldering the needs of the whole nation, and it represented the whole nation to draw near God, to receive the blessing and the guidance from God. I can say God gave his will to the Israelites through the high priest. The second thing I like to share is the breastpiece. The breastpiece was hanging on the back of the high priest's neck. The bag should be in square shape. There were 12 different precious stones on the surface of the bag, and the name of the 12 tribes were engraved on each of these precious stones. So the name of the 12 tribes were on the chest of the high priest. The name of the 12 precious stones with the name of the 12 tribes was on the surface of this bag. There were 2 things in the bag. One was named Urim, and the other name from him. And I will explain to you if I have the chance. It was used to seek the will of God. Hence, this breastpiece, also named as the breastpiece of judgment. When I thought of these 2 costumes, I can understand the heart of the Lord to us. It's so treasurable. We shall enjoy the Lord as our high priest. As you all know, the high priest is the prefiguration of the Lord Jesus. The Bible said, God has sworn and made the Lord to be a priest. It means that he became a man forever. He became a man forever in order to understand us forever. And he offered himself as a sacrifice. There was an important task for the priest was to make sacrifice. And our Lord Jesus is so different. Not only he need to make sacrifice, but he sacrificed himself. He want to take away all the obstacles between God and us, to solve the problem of our sins, so that he can bring us to the most holy place, in order we can draw near God. How precious! The shoulders and chests of the priests on earth have the names of the 12 tribes. It declare that our Lord has our names on his shoulders, and each one of us is the lover in his heart. We are in his heart. It's so precious that in the letter to Hebrews chapter 4 mention, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. The priests in the old days, they had to make sacrifice and lay up the lamb. But could any one of them sympathize the weakness of man? It's so good that the Lord Jesus came, and he really came to care for us and sympathize us. Hence, he chose to be a man. It was not due to his duty, not that God sent him to come and he had to come and make sacrifice. But our high priest who sympathize our weaknesses, so that he died for us. He prays for us and blesses us. You see how good and how warm he is. We have the Lord whom sympathize us to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. These also remind me of words in Psalm, the Lord who daily bears us up. He is willing to bear all our needs and difficulties. He is willing to take up all our needs. Our burden become light. Not that we give all our burdens to him, but he took the initiative to bear all our burdens with us, to bear the burden and walk with us. It is so warm to walk with him and to be strengthened and encouraged by him. Lord, thank you. You have shown to us how fabulous is the costume of the priest. You want to tell us that it is the most glorious and the most beautiful to serve you, to love you, and to sanctify to you. Lord, help us to cherish that we are the priests as well, and we are the royal and honorable priesthood. Lord, you have given us the most glorious position so that we can draw near you face to face to serve you and to serve this house. We can even bring men to you. O Lord, help us to cherish in serving you and glorify you on earth. Let none of us look down on ourselves. Help us to see it is so glorious to be the priest. Help us to fulfill the duty of a priest joyfully. Lord, we treasure that you are our high priest. It is not your duty or your responsibility, but you have our names on your shoulders and in your heart. You also know our needs. Lord, you are accountable of our life, and you really want to walk with us. Not only you want to share our burdens, you really want us to share your glory and your happiness. Lord, how precious our high priest can really simplify our weaknesses. Lord, you are so gentle. You long to be close to us. Lord, help us to treasure that we can bring our needs to you. O Lord, surely you can help us. You can help us to love you more, to treasure you more. Lord, may our hearts enjoy more for what you have done for us as high priest. Help us to enjoy and experience it. Lord, may you gain our hearts. Brothers and sisters, you can meditate the Lord as your high priest, or you can give thanks to Abba, who swore and made the Lord to be our high priest. I hope you can continue to respond to him and worship him. May the Lord bless you.